Welcome to episode 47 of the Tale of Trash podcast.
Hey.
All right. Yeah, the energy level through the roof today.
Yes.
Through the roof.
I was looking at some pictures.
You were looking at pictures of evil grandmothers.
No. Nope. I moved on.
Excellent.
I was looking at some cool pictures from an arts event at Tolliver that looked really neat.
This mic, I could get a different mic stand. It drives me crazy. Or a shorter torso.
Yep.
So I'm 6 foot tall, but I think I have the legs of a 5 foot four guy.
I gotcha. So you're like,
I'm all torso.
All body.
Mm.
Nice.
Ladies.
Body for days.
I am free.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm not free. Let me clarify. It's all mine. It's all yours. Y'all, this torso is yours. So it's been 2 weeks since our last podcast, because that's how we do it now, apparently.
I feel like it's been 3 weeks.
It's been two.
Okay.
It's been 2 weeks. That's all I got.
That was good.
Yeah. So this is episode 47. I guess I should look that up to make sure. 47 of our trashy old podcast. Yeah. We've been going for a year. You think we'd have 52.
That's how many weeks there are. Yep.
I think, man, that sucks, doesn't it? Is it a deck of cards, the number of states, or the weeks in a year?
Well, a deck of cards is also 52.
Oh, yeah. Playing solitaire. What's that lyric?
Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain
Kangaroo.
Now don't tell me. Yeah, because he's playing with a deck of 51.
Yes.
So which is, he can't win. Like, he's going to be playing solitaire forever.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. That's the lesson learned.
You learned it here first.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think we'd have 52 podcasts, but we have 47 now.
That's okay.
So 5 weeks out of the last year, there was no podcast. 4 of those weeks came in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Because you had a play and I was helping with. I got a play now and you're not helping with, but still I'm busy. Yeah. You know, just saying, who the helpful
we're back
one is. But so, we're back. Yeah. Back for the attack, as they say in docking. I don't know. I had this in my pocket.
Cool.
Little flip phone here. Let me see if I got any messages. Nope. No messages.
Good.
Very good. Okay. I have no agenda. I have no topic. So we're just going to kind of
Well, that's
this
not
one.
Good. That's not good content to not even have an agenda.
Been busy because you know what we did last night?
Yeah, we could talk about
you
that.
You know what we did?
I know what we did.
What do we do?
We kept Luke on an overnight
The grand
adventure.
Baby. Overnight.
Yes. He stayed all night long.
His first overnight adventure.
And it was here.
It was here.
And it was here.
I
and
had a great time.
He said pop pop while he was here.
That's me. That's me.
He didn't say it in front of pop pop, but I was videoing it as he said it.
So he can deny it. That baby can deny it, but I saw it and heard it.
Yeah, he was fun. He was good. I will admit I'm a little bit tired.
Well, you stayed up later than you normally would.
Yes, he didn't go to bed till about 11:30.
Which is perfect for me.
Except you weren't involved in getting him to go to bed.
You told me to get lost.
Yeah, I didn't need you in there being like, why won't he go to sleep?
That's not how I sound. I've been like, hey.
Yeah, he needed
what are you
just
doing
a,
wrong?
He needed just a quiet room with just the two of us.
I
rocked him back and forth and forced him to go to sleep.
Coffee.
But he did it.
Great. Got up at about 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Slept
and
good.
We laid in bed for about an hour and some change after that while he drank his bottle and played around.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a great time.
Yeah.
Highlight of my year.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
And being with you, that's the other
That's
highlight.
Okay. That's it's okay. Highlight. No, he was fun. It was fun. And I realized, like, the fun of it is, they're a lot of work. But when they come over for something like that, we can devote ourselves to it.
100%.
So it's not like, well, I need to mow the yard. I got to figure that out. Because he's going home. So I can mow the yard another day.
But you already mowed the yard.
Right. I mowed the yard before he got here.
Good job.
But I'm just saying, like, as parents, oh my gosh, you got to do all that, but then also get everything done. So like a parent, I guess when they're feeding their 8-month-old a bottle, they're not just staring at them the whole time, just like talking to them and just thinking like, this is the coolest baby ever. Because, you're just like, oh my gosh, okay. While the baby's eating, maybe I could look at my phone for 5 seconds, or maybe I could, you know,
whenever you watch something on TV
or whatever. No, I'm just saying, like, it's like a kind of a break. Like, oh, the baby's not moving right now and doing stuff that I got to keep it alive. I can just sit here so you can kind of zone out. Or I remember when Maggie and Eli were little, like once they could hold a bottle, me thinking, okay, I'll prop them in a place where they can't roll off and die. And then I'll.
That's important for you new parents.
I'll try to blow dry my hair while they're drinking this bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to die while you're blow drying your hair.
No. That's called negligence.
Yeah. It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
In society and our court system.
Yeah.
I think also.
But no, it was fun times. Aunt Maggie had fun with it. Uncle Eli held him for a little bit.
Yeah. The first time Uncle Eli got to hold him, I believe.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was nice.
He was good. It was fun. Oh, he was just adorable. He just.
Adorable.
Squishy and.
You know, my favorite part, not my favorite part, but so I had the play last night, right? So I'm not done till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And asked my dear, dear friend, Sid, who's assisting. And I said, I want to get out of here as fast as possible. Can you turn everything off? And Sid said, sure, you go home and hang out with that baby. I was like, thanks, Sid. Play's over. I get in my truck and I come home and I walk upstairs and then it hit me. I left Eli at the theater.
Now, when you went back, was he like sitting there all alone with just Sid, or were people still there?
Nickel Pickle was still there with him.
Okay.
He came to see the play.
Okay, cool.
But, I got something on my... Ow!
If that's attached to your head, it looks like a dog hair sticking out. We're pulling this out because it's in a weird spot.
Are you serious?
It's like...
Oh.
A little floaty, soft hair sticking way out.
Now my eye's watering.
It was like coming out of the side of your head.
Yeah.
I'm taken care of.
I'm 1/1,000,000th werewolf.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. When a full sun is out, I tend to grow that hair.
Gotcha.
And that hair will grow like...
Oh, so you knew that hair was...
I mean, it's ever since I've been a teenager. It'll grow in that spot. But it'll grow like, it seems like a half inch in a day.
Yeah, that's like that Brian Regan joke. About like a hair sticking straight out in the middle of his forehead, right? Yeah.
Yes. Never saw it because you looked straight ahead in the camera or the mirror.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, oh, crap. So I called Sid, but she was busy, so she didn't answer, and I'm driving back. And then I call Eli. I was like, hey, buddy. Hey, buckaroo. I'm my way back. So, but I can get from the theater to my house, back to the theater, back to my house in 17 minutes.
Okay.
That was good.
I guess, were you scared you'd get home and Luke would already be asleep and you'd be like,
yes, ugh. I didn't want to miss any of that action.
Yeah. So I tried to keep him up.
You did. You did. Good job. So Eli, he didn't act like he was mad, but I would have been like, damn, dude, come on.
I don't think he cared.
He was fine. He didn't even realize it until, you know, it was 10 minutes after.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, he's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, what to do now? But everybody had phones.
Well, good. Good.
Plenty of, I'm sure somebody would have brought him home too had I not been able to, had I just totally forgot.
Yeah. And the play you're directing is really good. I saw it Friday.
Plaza Suite. You need to come out.
Well, you've got next weekend. I was going to say it'll be too late by the time
it will not be too late. It will not be too late.
It's really good.
Really good. Great actors.
Yeah.
Great actors.
Yeah.
My job was so easy. You know, I've directed, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 plays in my time. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed half of them.
Okay.
Which is for various reasons. Some of them were just a ton of work that just consumed so much time.
Yeah.
That it was hard to even do a regular job.
Yeah.
And not that those were some of the worst ones. Some of those are the most rewarding. But some of them just don't click, you know?
Yeah.
You staring at me. I got crap all over me or something.
No, I'm just looking like your facial hair is really unkempt.
It is. Yeah. I probably shaved today. I need to. Straighten it up.
Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Yeah. Thank you.
A lot of different lengths and textures.
Torso and facial hair.
There's a lot happening. Get in line,
ladies. Get in line. But so this has been enjoyable. This has been one of the enjoyable ones because everybody's gelled, everybody's clicked, new friendships were made.
That's good.
So that's important.
Yeah, there's some new faces.
Or
on the stage.
Faces returning that haven't been there in
nice.
A long time.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good show. It's funny.
Set's great. Keith and Chris and Brad. Yeah, it's set in the 60s.
And so it's really neat how you've kind of made like Anna, the 60s Kate?
Mm-hmm. Looks, set in the 60s.
Yeah, it looks like it
Women
is.
Women have beautiful dresses. Beautiful. Okay. One thing I've found in plays is if you have great costumes, that goes so far into putting people in the headspace where they need to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a wrinkled suit, that takes you out of it. You know, like that's kind of disheveled. Or if you got some half-assed dress, it's like, I don't know. But so we bought the right dresses.
Well, that's cool.
The right sizes, the fits. Bada boom, bada bing.
Well, wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good show. Go get you a ticket and go see it.
Get your ticket. Well, I guess that's about what's happening.
Oh, there's got to be something else.
I don't know what it would be.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like my life is getting a little slower right now, and I'm very excited
about
that.
You're getting
old. No.
Oh, you mean
no? I just, I'm wrapping up stuff at work. Wrapping up. I've been really busy with academic team and the play and all this. And now the only thing, I'm in a play that's in May.
Are you?
Yeah, you're in it with me.
Oh, I am. Yes, I am.
We're in a play, and it's kind of starting up. But
more support. Oh,
well, and you know what? Track team's starting up. So
back up busy again.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to a lot of track meets. Track meets. But still, I feel like it's not as mentally
But
taxing.
At a track meet, I mean, you can get barbecue sandwiches, you can get hot dogs, you can get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
So their concessions are
You can watch tier. And you can watch your kid run at 5:30 for 45
and
seconds.
And sit in the cold
and then
for 4 hours.
Sit there and then watch them run again at 8 o'clock for a minute.
Win-win.
Yeah.
For everybody.
But you know what? I love podcasts. I love books on audiobooks. So I can, if I've got a blanket to keep me warm, I can just listen to stuff. I'm cool. I can sit there forever.
Good.
Or I don't care to go to my car and wait till the event comes back and then come back out too.
Yeah, that's true too.
I'm not big on socializing. I know. I've noticed a lot of parents, not necessarily even like from our team or whatever, but when I'm at track meets, I'll notice like all these parents sit together and they're interacting and enjoying.
And we are shunned.
I mean, like, I could easily just go over there and sit down and be like, hey, I'm going to sit with you guys. And they would accept me. And they'd be fine with me sitting there and I'd have a good time. But also, like, most of me wants to just sit by myself.
All by myself?
Yeah. I do like to just sit by myself at stuff like that. I know Maggie went to an indoor track meet in Louisville a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I drove up there. And then I just...
As you would.
Mm-hmm. And I just went in and I found a seat completely by myself. Like, I was texting a friend that was there and she sat somewhere else. But, like, I was listening to a book in my headphones and I watched Maggie do her thing. And I was totally content. But sometimes I notice I sit by myself.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what we did last Sunday. Audrey's wedding shower.
Ah, yes.
That was so much fun.
That's why we weren't here. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we had the wedding shower last Sunday in Lexington at
it was fun.
Ethereal Brewing. Is that where we... Is that
I think, yeah.
Is that how you say
and
the
it
name?
Was really... I think
it was nice.
So.
It was very pleasant.
Yeah, it was very like a younger vibe.
Oh, I was like the third oldest person in that building.
But I mean, like even the... I know you don't have experience.
Most coolest.
Oh, my gosh. You don't have experience with wedding showers.
That
so
was
you
my
don't
first.
Know what a wedding shower... typically is like, and this it was not like a typical wedding shower in any way, so it
usually just all chicks.
Yeah, mostly sometimes the groom will be there, but generally it's like a you sit down and there's little hors d'oeuvres,
which we had.
Yeah. And then there's a game where like, okay, we're gonna guess some stuff about the bride, and then there's her opening the gifts and somebody sitting beside her writing it down so she can send her thank you gifts, her
That's
thank you cards
at
later.
Shower. At the baby shower.
Yeah, kind of like the baby, the baby shower. That's more like a traditional wedding shower.
Okay.
And this was more like chill vibe where friends are just walking around drinking beer and talking to each other.
I didn't have any beer.
Neither did I. But I'm just saying like.
You pre-grained.
I did not.
She didn't pre-grame. She didn't pre-grame.
But no, I just thought it was like a. It was a different experience, but the point I'm trying to make is it made me feel old, because that's probably what a lot of them are like for people
sure.
in their 20s.
Yeah.
And like,
yes,
I was just like, oh, I'm old. Okay.
Well, let's see.
Okay. Because I was worried that we wouldn't be dressed up enough, you know, and like.
Yeah, my tuxedo. It was like a warehouse. My tuxedo was way too much.
No. You would have looked great in a tuxedo.
Actually, yeah, I would have.
But it was cool. It was a cool environment. All friends got to see each other, and you know, and of course, as the dad and the stepmom, and mom was with me. Like we're not supposed to be like up in the middle of everything. Anyway, it's about all them, and
yeah,
it's just getting old.
Yeah, but it was nice. We had a good time. No,
I felt old, so I can't imagine what you felt like.
Yeah.
Now, and Luke was there too.
Yeah, Luke got he was passed around.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. And there was a dog.
There was a dog. There were several babies. The dog's name was Winnie.
There were several babies.
Adorable dog.
There was a little toddler walking around.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, fun times.
Hey, Bluey's on TV, and I've been enjoying Bluey when Luke's watching it.
Yeah, Bluey is a. And you know, your cousin in. What state was that? Massachusetts? We drove. Oh no, Maryland.
Yeah,
Maryland. I just got the states mixed up.
Yeah,
yeah. Your cousin in Maryland said Bluey was really good, mm-hmm. and like the kid would be done watching Bluey, but he wanted to finish it and see what happened.
I did finish the episode last night when you guys walked out of the room.
Yeah, Bluey's good. Bluey's got a good dad. Yeah. Like dad is fun.
Yeah.
Today, dad and his brother pretended to be horses that got married.
They're just the kids fun. Were, yeah, it's goofy. Australians, they're fun. Right?
Yeah, and they went to say goodnight to the animals outside, and they said goodnight, kangaroos, goodnight, boobies. I just thought, oh, here, I guess you'd be like, goodnight, robins. Spring breaks next week.
Yeah, for people who are in school, people who work a job, there's no such thing.
I got 5 days, and then it's spring break. And I'm going to pressure wash the deck.
I got 5 days and traffic will be easier going to work.
Sure.
That is the highlight, actually, for me. All right. That's all we got. Episode 47. Sorry it took so long. We should be back on track next Sunday or this Sunday.
Yeah.
Nothing holding us up that I'm aware of.
Well, you're having a play. But you're having a play today, too. But also, you said we're probably having the cast party here.
No, we're going to have it at Karen's house.
All right. So I will not be.
Still look like garbage.
I will not be cleaning like a mad woman.
It can still look like a hovel.
Sure. Okay. So Karen's house. All right.
Yeah. She threw it out there before I got a chance. So I'm going to let her roll. Nice.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So we'll go over there, hang out, trash her place, and come home.
Perfect.
All right. Well, until next time, goodbye. Yes.